There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
To bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I run one kind of holster, and it's G-Code. And when I get a gun that doesn't have a G-Code holster, I call them and complain because they just don't break. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Out that, you know, I have had my philosophy about a lot of things changed by my guest, because I would call him and say, hey, can we talk about this? And he would change my mind just by his reasoning of logic about some of the things I would want to point out. And that's because, well, he trains a lot of people and he sees a lot of things. And having said all of that, it's been a long time, primarily because he moved almost out of the hemisphere from my time zone. But it's been a while, but I'd like to welcome back for the first time in a long time the chief instructor of Costa Ludus, Chris Costa. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
We also have one of your associates. You have, and we're going to talk about this in a minute, but I'd like to say good morning to William Petty. Do you go by William, or is it Bill, or what do you go by?
William's fine. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Okay, William. William works. I have a son that I call William. I don't know how young you are, and I don't want to know. Anyway, before we start talking about the, because Chris does a lot of product development, because a lot of people lean on Chris to develop product. But I want to ask you a question. With everything that's been happening in, like, Garland, Texas, and all of these nightmare scenarios I hear some of these instructors talking about and describing, is the kind of thing that you do and some of the other guys do, is it beginning to change? When you're training civilians, are you beginning to change a little bit of the syllabus to maybe address what they might be faced with?
Well, I think the mindset side of the house and the preparation, absolutely. Shooting is shooting at the end of the day, and then kind of gearing people's mindset towards an understanding of the chaos that they may end up facing. Obviously, in a very crowded situation, there's a lot of things that are happening. So I think for us, when we look at the curriculum based on, you know, four law enforcement officers being shot in a coffee shop in the Seattle area, when we look at a guy goes into an IHOP with an AK-47 and starts gunning down people, the Texas incident where the guy drove many years ago, of course I was young at the time, but drove his vehicle into a Denny's style of restaurant and started shooting up the place. I think that mass casualty and these type of events are more and more common. So I think for at least us, and I know even William as well, we were having another discussion about it the other day, the civilian, almost like an active shooter side of the house. We have cops that we always train for responding to active shooters, but unless a cop's there, the civilian's probably already on scene. And if he's carrying a firearm and he's got the right mindset, he understands his legality, he knows how to employ his gun, he is going to be the first one to save himself and or others. So you're right. We do have to kind of gear towards the ever-changing environment that's happening right now. William, what do you think?
I think you're right. I think that most of the time, from a law enforcement perspective, you know, civilians are already there on scene, and if they have the ability to intervene and can do so without jeopardizing their own safety or their family's safety, then I think it's, you know, the right thing to do.
You know, Chris, we didn't even let's talk about why William is here. Let's talk about what's new with Costa Lucas real quick.
One of the things that we wanted to do is bring on and actually grow Costa Lucas in a manner that's bigger than me, and we want to continue to do that as well. William is a great asset. He is the director of our law enforcement division, and he stands on his own 2 feet. What he's already done within the community has been outstanding. What he's done for guys in various states, as far as his most known for his instructor courses that he teaches along with his vehicle CQB. And I can let him explain a little bit more than that, but we're truly lucky to have him on board. And I think he's going to be a great asset.
Well, you know, William, Chris is one of those, he was one of those Coast Guard squibs. That somebody needs to be out there that can liaise with law enforcement and get them and you know, talk their language. So I'm very pleased that he has gotten you to come with him. As you go forward on the training syllabus, I mean, are you guys going to be concentrating a little more? Are the scenarios going to evolve? I mean, you're talking about Luby's cafeteria. How do you train somebody to drive a Chevrolet S10 through a plate glass window of a restaurant? How do you train them to be ready for something like that? First of all, you know, of course, it'd be helpful if they had a gun on them, but let's say everything's going well with that part. How do you train somebody? How do you work on that mindset?
Go for it, William.
Oh, man. Well, I can tell you what we do at the academy level. So if somebody has never been exposed to extreme violence, the first time that they are exposed to that, it becomes very overwhelming. So it goes past just being able to operate a gun. We start getting into scenario-based training and really inoculating the individual the best we can through force on force and through red man and through scenario training, things like that. So it can work, and it does work. I mean, it's not something that happens overnight, and certainly not something that happens in one class, but there is a training process for it. So
that is something. This is one reason I wouldn't be a trainer, because that's the mindset part of it is the tricky part for me. I don't know how you would teach that. I know, like, I've seen some of Chris's classes where he tries to imitate that adrenaline dump by making everybody run for 50 yards full out, getting up and trying to pull up and try to, you know, hold a steady sight on the target. But besides that, like, I have knee issues, William. If Chris tells me to take off with a group of people running, he's going to be looking at me one eyebrow up in the air, because I'm going to be walking fast. I'm not going to be running. And when I get down there, I'm still not going to have the benefit of that adrenaline dump simulation. So that whole mindset thing, that's the tricky thing.
I think you're confusing. I think you're confusing putting a little stress of shooting. Mindset, I would classify in a different category. Stress of understanding what happens once you start huffing and puffing, whether you take a pregnant pause to break a shot, staging your trigger for critical shots, all those things that we do as instructors revolve typically in that atmosphere, whether it's running or sprinting or quick bursts or speed reloads or maneuvering around one another or objects or things of that nature. Those are generally designed to cause you stress, to cause complications with your shooting, so that if you're in a very similar environment and you're now shooting in that environment, you have a reference point in order to go back to. I think what you're talking about, Bill, is specifically, and William was hitting on it with the force on force, how do we start to mentally prepare somebody for some type of physical altercation to the degree of life and death? And that is hard to do in shooting courses, so we try to massage as much as we can into it and put as much stress on the person that we can. Now, when you're talking about mindset, you're talking about just layers.
Hang on a second. We're coming up on the break. We're coming up on the break. We'll finish the mindset thing up. Costa Lucas. You can find him at CostaLucas.com. He has these classes he teaches in the beautiful Wyoming, where he gets to work with you one-on-one. And he also serves you breakfast every morning while you're there. And he'll help you grow your beard if you want it. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO TacticalHolsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run. This is the only kind of holster I'm going to run. Purely because it's modular. I can move it anywhere I want it to go. I'm trying to figure out some way to mount it on my bald head. As soon as I do, I'm wearing it that way. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from Costa Lutis is Chris Costa, and the director of the law enforcement, the newly minted law enforcement division of Costa Lutis, William Petty. Chris, you were talking mindset, but I do want to talk about, if you want to finish up the mindset thing, I do want to get into some gear talk with you, because you've developed quite a few pieces of gear, some of it I'm not even aware of since last time we talked. So finish up your mindset, because I'm taking notes.
Well, I think one of the things that people can do in their own homes is buy books on combat, on killing, Westhoff, Gavin DeBeck, and they can start reading about from experts and guys that have been around, some different things that people do under stress that are natural, and then how to kind of counter those as well. So those are things that people can do on an airplane, watching TV. You know, I mean, there's just some different outlets that they can do at home. I think, you know, for us, we have discussions in class, we bring things up, we talk about mindset, and we get the gears kind of rolling in that regard. So there's some baseline things. Now there's some other classes out there. And South NARC does one, which is a hand-to-hand knife, force-on-force. It's kind of all-encompassing, you know what I'm saying? Sage Dynamics does a couple. So there's some other instructors that kind of focus a little bit more on force-on-force. So people do have some options out there if that's what they're looking for after they've gotten some other training.
Have you had a little interaction with Mr. Cowart at Sage Dynamics?
Yeah, Aaron's an awesome dude.
Yeah, when I met him, I was just thinking, well, this kid doesn't need to be teaching guns. He should be on some defensive line. But I mean, yeah, Aaron's a good kid. I'm the ones that are following you seems to be taking, you know, the younger guys that are coming up, that are like a decade or so behind you. You sort of started a trend here, and I'm enjoying that part of it. But let's talk a little bit about gear. Now, for some reason, you have this, you seem to like to jump out of perfectly good running vehicles that are in the sky to advertise things like rifles. And with Warsport, which I have some very, very good familiarity with, you got with Warsport, and you went a little bit beyond the LVOA with Warsport, which is the low visibility operation and application rifle. And you have now... Yeah, you have a Costa Lutis rifle there now. What did you get changed about it? What's the difference between the LVOA and the Costa Lutis rifle?
The LVOA. So I think it's important to kind of focus on the LVOA. Is that it is a very accurate and reliable gun. So those attributes are obviously very, very important. I like the accuracy out of the gun, and I think some people misunderstood me when I said I like a very accurate gun because it's a little more forgiving when I make a mistake. You know, when you start off and you got to take a 200-yard shot standing or something of that nature on a piece of steel, and you've got a lot of mechanical sway that you're dealing with, the more accurate of a gun, the better off you're going to be. Because if I've doped that gun incorrectly and I hit any corner of that plate with my crosshairs or my red dot, I'm going to get my hit. And I think a lot of people fail to realize and understand that some of the guns that manufacturers sell are guaranteed just under a minute. Some are two-minute guns from the manufacturers. So that means at 100 yards, she's shooting somewhere within 2 inches of a group. So when you go out to 200 and 300 and so on and so forth, even though you might not think that that is necessary, in order to make some good longer-range shots, which you can with really good, accurate guns, the barrel and the accuracy really do come into play, especially if you're going to deal with wind by any manner. And even though these are 14.5 guns, 16-inch barrel guns, they can do a lot of damage out at distance. So I really like the way the barrel was set up with the LVOA. I like the reliability. The one thing I didn't care for was two attributes, and one is I always like to be able to run suppressed, so I just needed to chop that rail back just a little bit. And then I had asked them if they could skeletonize the rail, make it as light as possible, because by the time you're starting to put suppressors and lasers and scopes and everything else on the gun, the LVOA tends to get a little heavy. I mean, people that know it, so there's no need to sugarcoat it. So they were gracious enough to strip. Well, you know what I mean? It is.
Well, no, I'm not talking about what you said. It's just the way it came out. It's like, this is something, that was something like you wrote it down. You said, all this rhymes, it'll come out good. People will remember.
No.
You're getting good, my man.
I'm trying. Yeah. It's diplomatic. Yeah. But basically, I asked them to scale up a lot of the weight out of the gun and then throw in the same parts that I would basically run, which means, you know, the Magpul accessories, the battle arms, battle armament accessories, the Geissele triggers. Basically, I want to be able to pick up a gun that I see that has my logo on it, and it's just like my gun. So that's what we did with the LVOA. William's been running the normal LVOA right now, and you've also, William, haven't you been running the, is that the law enforcement version you also have?
Yeah, it's the GRP, no, GPR, and it's with a 6K2 front sight, but it's a great gun.
It's much more
scaled back, and I think it's priced a little more,
Attainable.
The law enforcement market. Yeah, it's a little more available to the law enforcement team, things like that. So it's running well. In fact, I've got it. We're running intermediate firearms instructor class right now in Houston, and I'll be running that today.
We're coming up on the next break. You guys hang on. I want to find out more about this gun because I have run a LVOA before, and I'm very interested in this. And just the process of it, because that's not something you do just on a dime. Costa Lutis, if you go to the Costa Lutis website, you can get his full schedule of classes that he has available. I haven't taken one yet. I will, but I have this, you know, when you look at a Costa Lutis class, this is a very involved thing. This is an event. And it's all-encompassing, and when you walk away from it, you're going to be a better shooter. And you're going to have a better head on your shoulders when it comes to certain things, because he's seen a lot as far as the different reactions and everything else, and trained with a bunch of different people. And you get the benefit of all of that at Costa Lutis. We need to talk about the Wyoming training, because I don't really know the details to it, besides you show up at somewhere near you, Chris, and train a little more intensely, a little more one-on-one, so I want to talk about that sometime today. CostaLutis.com. Check them out. Get involved. We'll tell you how to find that war sport gun if you're interested in that, too. We'll be right back on Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Go check them out. As hard as a rock. There's just no breaking them. There's no way to break them. My guest this hour, he's actually, in my estimation, the first one to be possibly the first crossover into mainstream acceptance. He's one of the guys that has led us into mainstream acceptance, especially on the tactical training side, just by the people that he attracts and the kind of things that he does. Joined once again by Chris Costa and William Petty, both from Costa Ludus. With the War Sport Costa Ludus rifle, that is the GPR-E variant, yeah?
It is a variant of that, is a good way to explain it.
Right.
So you're right. It is a variant of that.
When you went to Joey Boswell, now I know Joey, and Joey with the LVOA, I mean, nobody made a gun like that before. How much lobbying did you have to do to get him to build something different? Now I know that if there's anybody to do it with, it would be Joey Boswell, because when he decided he wanted to build guns, he went out there and made sure that he was actually building them with all the stuff that he acquired to do it with and the people that he attracted. But how much lobbying did you have to do with Joey to get him to make a little shift there and put something together that you liked?
Not too much. I think most of it really revolved around time frame, because we started this a year ago. And primarily with the workload that they end up doing and shipping with the LVOA, and plus with them working in the GPRE and some of the law enforcement models, things just got kind of pushed back for a little bit longer than maybe we wanted. But with a lot of the demand out there and a lot of the people that they support, it's it's understandable. So I think to change the gun was almost easier than to kind of jump in the parade line, so to speak, of what it is that they build on a regular basis, if that makes sense. Well, and since we weren't changing too much of the design and we weren't coming up with a completely new rail because of all the money that's invested in that, because if we could, I probably would have changed a little bit more about the rail. But we have to stay within certain parameters due to the way the rail comes out of the extrusion. So I think they did a great job skeletonizing every bit. I mean, they literally shaved a little over a pound off that rail.
Off the rail?
That's
wow.
Yeah, off the rail.
Wow.
So you're talking a pound of metal gone. So there's a significant weight difference between that gun and some of the other guns. And not in a bad way, it's to each their own, but that's what they did for me. You know, that's what you're asking. You're asking what did they do for me? And that's one of the drastic things that they did. Of course, I don't need to sugarcoat anything. The gun that they already produce is accurate and reliable. So
yes.
We just take that same, you know, accuracy and reliability, and we just move it over and kind of repackage it slightly different. And then, of course, I like certain accessories on my gun. I like certain triggers in my gun. So that's what we do. And then we leave sights and everything else up to the owner, because as soon as I get a pair of sights from a company, if they're not what I want, I take them off the gun and I throw them in a bin, which is usually full of a ton of other sights that I don't generally care for. So for me, you know what I'm saying? That's like
yes.
Forcing somebody to buy an aim point and putting it on the gun already when they might already own an aim point and they don't need another one. So, you know, they were great in working with us in that respect. And you can get them through local war sport dealers, so you can put in your orders. Some they have in stock, some they don't. Reactive Gun Works probably has the most amount of guns right now. They bought such a big batch that I know they're doing a sale right now. They're doing a sale on war sport guns and some of their other firearms that they have, and the sale is ridiculous. It's a Memorial Day sale, and I'm telling you, you are getting hundreds of dollars off. So might want to check them out. Just something to think about.
Reactive Firearms.
Reactive Gunworks.
Gunworks,
yeah,
okay.
www.reactiveGunworks.
So. All I saw was a picture of you jumping out of the airplane. I saw that picture.
That's all it is. People get too serious. They're like, he's trying to act like he's jumping into Afghanistan. No, not really.
Okay.
I was in Utah. It was a really sunny, beautiful day, and I'm wearing blue jeans. So
I did notice that.
Is marketing. That's
yes.
It. That's it.
Business.
It just kills me where people's minds go.
Business casual while skydiving. I like it. When
yes,
when you get a rifle now, when you get a rifle, you're talking about sugarcoating it. You beat a rifle to death. I mean, how's the war sport holding up to, I mean, one of your caveats to a gun that if it's going to have your logo on it, this gun has to be sort of rugged. I mean, the war sport gun, I know it's tough and can take it. But, I mean, how's it standing up to the Custa treatment?
Well, I think guys like William and I, we use our guns. I wouldn't say we abuse them, but we definitely use them. They get hot. They get dirty. They're in a lot of different environments. Sometimes they get clean. Sometimes they don't. And at least I can say across the board, the war sport guns run. William, you shoved yours through a car window. How'd that go?
the vehicle classes, which I do quite a few of every year, are especially rough on any rifle. And the worst for the LVOA is a tank, man. It's kept up really well. So I'm very happy with the performance and the heft and the ability to take the abuse. Not that I'm abusing it on purpose. It's just, you know, doing a vehicle class after vehicle class after vehicle class, it wears on a gun.
Well, I've never thought of I'm not afraid of abusing a gun, but then again, when it comes to my guns, I'm sort of sociopathic. But I'm highly functioning. We haven't talked about handguns now in the past, Chris. We've had the Salient connection. Are you still doing things with Salient, or have you extended that a little bit? What's going on with that?
That's correct. We're still doing builds with Salient. The interesting thing, I think, is now Salients are going to be much more readily available because Salient took on a with Reactive Gunworks making so many purchases of Salient, it's an easy way to go. I found, like, my clients were always having to wait
in order to get a salient. But Reactive Gun Works is ordering so many salient guns that now it's pretty much one of those things that in the next few weeks they'll have an awful lot of guns. So if you want one, you can call up and get one, and you won't have to end up waiting eight or half a year because of the
I'm waiting on two
guns. I know, and a lot of people are, and that's growth with small companies. When you watch them start to go from small to big and then try to keep up with that and then maintain quality, that happens across the board. I've seen that year after year. One of the other things that will be out soon, and it's pretty exciting, is we're doing some work with FTI, and some of the double stack guns that we've got coming out are going to be, I think, pretty cool. There's some pretty cool design in them. There's some new innovation that we're doing with STI. And, you know, when you're dealing with 9mm, I think the only people that don't like 9mm 1911s are guys that have never shot them, because once you do, you realize how awesome a 9mm 1911 is. So we've got some work coming out here. Probably in the next month, people will start seeing some radical photos of some of the STI guns that we're in development with right now.
I would like to see an STI gun with you, because I've had a couple of those, and I want to see one that withstands your pounding. That if you put your logo on one of those, because they've had a couple of issues in the past. They have great ideas, but they've had a couple of issues in the past, at least with the two guns I've had.
I think, and to say anything else would be incorrect. You're right. In the past, I've seen some problems with the guns. They've taken over some new management, and the guns that I'm seeing coming out of there are top-notch. I had one of the prototypes of, I believe it's the BVC. I always get all these little acronyms messed up myself, but I was getting ready to do a demo of double feeds in the class, so I loaded the magazine with some live rounds and with some empty shell casings so that as I fired, I would generally have some type of malfunction that I would have to clear.
Hang on a second. Last break coming up. I'm sorry I asked you that. I wasn't watching the time. That's my fault. We'll be right back. My guest this hour from Costa Lutis, William Petty, and Chris Costa on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Extend your life.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Amazing how fast an hour will go when you're talking some stuff that is interesting and you've got some people that know the answers to it. My guest this hour, for the first time in a long time, Chris Costa from Costa Lutis, his new associate William Petty, running the law enforcement division of Costa Lutis for Chris. And as we get ready to go away, what other products are you involved with? Like, I know that... Are you still doing things with LBT, with London Bridge?
Yeah, the map system with London Bridge is evolving between shooter packs, three-day packs, travel bags that are already developed and out there. They've shown them. Some of them are in production now. We've taken the body armor. We've made a detachable back panel, which basically means it's completely modular. Sides are modular, front's modular, rear's modular. So if a person wants to put a backpack or flashbangs or hydration, all they have to do is set their back panel up, buy multiple back panels, which are real cheap, and then switch them out according to whatever it is that they're doing, along with front panels where we have some SR-25, some double M4 mag pouches with admins, a lot of different things that we have that tie the whole system in, from the plate carrier to the long gun bag to the two backpacks and to the travel bag. And that we have, as we were finishing up on the hour with FTI, and you were mentioning in the past you had some reliability issues.
Right.
We've been putting in a lot of work in regards to what they're doing now. And what they're doing now, I mean, I've got guns chambering empty casings, firing live rounds.
That's impressive.
It is impressive, especially when you're talking about 9mm.
Yeah.
So the accuracy and the reliability and the quality, just the overall quality, has really stepped up. And I think nowadays, if people end up starting to go out on a limb and buying one, for those that are a little hesitant based on the past, the magazines are much better now, so you're not having to tune them like in the old days. And they'll be the first ones to be honest and tell you, like, yeah, you had to do that to get the, you know, to get the mags to run. But I think some of these guns that they themselves have coming out right now, along with the ones that we have building for us, are just top notch. So we're really excited about that. But I wanted to end the hour and just kind of have William talk a little bit about what he's doing, because he's really, one of the reasons why we brought him on board was
we get the demand for law enforcement, but it's hard for me to go around and jockey between the civilian sector and the law enforcement sector. We still train LEOs in our normal classes in military. However, just having a dedicated division is something that with his following and all the great work that he's done, it's something that I think is going to really collide well. So I just wanted William to talk a little bit about what he's doing and what he's seeing with some of the changes of guys getting gunned down in their vehicles, which have happened recently within the past few months. William?
Yeah, so law enforcement in 2015 is not what it was even 10 years ago, and so the demands are changing, and the material and the courses have to evolve to meet those demands. So I'm excited to be a part of the CASA team, but we're running a law enforcement division, so it's four cops, five cops, and we're doing a lot of vehicle work, a lot of low light work, a lot of intermediate firearms instructor course that I'm about to kick off here in about 9 minutes. And it's great. We're nationwide now, so this gives us, being a part of CASA gives myself the opportunity to stretch my legs a little more nationally versus kind of in the Southwest where I'd been traditionally. But good stuff.
Let me ask you a question, William. Now, a lot of training for LEO is all based, and I think this is sad. It's all based upon the municipality and the training budget they have, unless they go to do it on their own, unless they go to do it and train on their own dime. I've never heard of anybody that became a cop to get rich. So, being a cop, getting out there and training at Costa Lutis is, something like that. First of all, there's the time element of being able to go to a class. There's the cost. There's the equipment, with Chris, in the past, I came real close, had something happen that kept me from going to a class, but when I packed everything, I had two rifles and two handguns because I expected him to make one of each break. And so having the equipment and everything, all this other stuff, it gets a little involved. Is this something that with you, you're going to be able to address and at least be able to bridge that gap and make it a little more, because any cop that wants to come train with you, he's wanting to step up his game. He's wanting to be more efficient at what he does.
Sure. The cost and time is always an issue. I can't do anything about the time. It takes time to train.
Right.
What you'll see is that and Chris and I had a long talk about this, the cost for the law enforcement side is going to be pretty reasonably priced. So right now we're doing an intermediate firearms instructor course. We're about to kick off day two, so a three-day class is $400.
Wow. Okay.
It's not that the quality of instruction is not there. It's just that we decided the price point needs to be competitive, and I'm a firm believer in. Again, I'm a cop down here in Texas, so it has to be available to the people that need it. So. The cost is very effective. So like law enforcement classes, 99% of the law enforcement classes are held on law enforcement ranges, so there's no range cost associated with that, so you're not paying for a range fee, and in addition to the cost and things like that. So, we're doing everything that we can to make it accessible and affordable. At the end of the day, rounds still cost what they cost, travel still costs what it costs, but we're trying to make it our goal is to make it as accessible and affordable to the guys that need it. Not that it's discounted training, because the quality is there. It's just, we believe in what we're doing.
Well, now that pretty much answers that question. Have you gotten any municipalities calling you up and trying to get bids, or have you got cops that are coming to you to learn the syllabus to take it back and disseminate it to their teams, or what have you got? I mean, you probably have a little of both, don't you?
Yeah, sir. Yeah. I started off, working patrol like everyone else, and then kind of moved into the academy arena. And from there started working for the Texas Tactical Peace Officers Association and a couple other associations like that. So a bulk of my schedule now is either contract classes like the one that I'm doing right now, or, quote unquote, open enrollment classes. So open enrollment classes on the law enforcement side means you still have to be current military or current law enforcement and meet any additional requirements that are set for that particular course. and then, you know, you can apply and actually come out to the class. So it doesn't have to be, it's not strictly just contract, but it's a good mixture of both. I think last year and this year will probably be about a half and half. So it's good on both sides of the house.
When somebody comes to you now and when they're training with you as they go away, I mean, this has, given what we see, I see a lot of guys out there, you know, I see a lot of police officers. Like, there's a big debate going on right now about what you should give a police officer to carry, which I'm sure that you, coming to you would augment that. But based, you know, there's certain things that can, like, you train anybody from New York, I would imagine New York City cops are the ones that are, exist in the worst of the gun-free zones, and when they get there, they are the least experienced with them. Have you guys had to deal with that yet?
Yeah, interestingly enough, I just got done with NYPD 2 months, 2 months ago. That was a contract class. I developed a program, Equal CPD, and in light of the recent officer-involved shootings they've had in and around vehicles, they contracted me to come out. And I set that up with Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concept. We put that program up for them, and great guys. I'll tell you what, they it's like anything else. You know, they have 40,000 sworn, so some are very lucky and very fortunate, and they get a lot of opportunities provided to them. And other officers are very underprepared and ill equipped. And that's not just indicative of New York. I mean, that's law enforcement across the nation. So, but it was interesting. I got to try a New York trigger for the first time. We don't have any around in Texas.
Yeah, so, I can only imagine.
Great guys.
Okay, guys, we're going to run out of time here. Chris, let's not wait so long to do this again. Of course, we'll bring Mr. Petty back because I enjoyed this. Thank you very much for joining me today, guys. Keep doing what you're doing. I look forward to meeting you both one day. I'm working on it, too.
Thank you guys as well.
All right, you guys stay safe. Folks, we will do this again in 22 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.